Hey heroes, welcome back. And I have another topic here that we're going to be discussing because there's been a lot of it, and we talked a little bit on a YouTube video slash podcast a little bit ago with some of the stuff that it seems like might be changing. And as you actually had a question for us today.
Yeah, so my question is it possible that Egwene could be the Dragon Reborn? And I guess more so my question is, this is kind of buried, as Matt said, in a podcast that we did over on, you can listen to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever. It's a longer conversation. But in there, we talk about the idea that she could be the Dragon Reborn. And because I think Moraine hints that we don't know whether the dragon will be male or female, right? It's something that Rosamund Pike has said, and I think that we hear that in some of their promotional stuff. That's what caught my attention, was that we don't know. And so I thought, okay, is it possible? Could they actually do that? I think everyone right now is just thinking, they're just saying that. It's not going to be a thing. But could they go all the way and really make her like the Dragon Reborn? There's an answer. And I hate to say this, but there's a chance, Matt. I'm going to answer my own question. There's a chance, but then why are the boys like what are they going to do?
They're going to be Ta'veren.
Ta'veren. They're just going to be Ta'veren, and they're just going to play this, you know, role. I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're still building up all these individuals who are around Rand and stuff. It's interesting that they're going to go this route. My bigger question, or my question, I guess my follow-up to, will Egwene, or could Egwene be the Dragon Reborn, is who were the false dragons that came before? Are they going to change history a little bit to make it seem like, because if you're going to say there could be a female dragon, has there ever been one proclaimed before? Any false female dragons? Because you would want to do that to sell us on the idea that, well, we've had women proclaim themselves to be the dragon again, you know, born again, come again. I mean, why that?
I think in the show verse, yes, I think it's possible.
Yeah, right. I think they would almost have to, because if it's always been men, then why would we think it would be anything other than a man trying to claim to be the dragon? Like, the original dragon could be a man. That's okay. But if the prophecy is unclear and females have come forward and proclaimed themselves to be the Dragon Reborn, and they were put down by the White Tower, that'd be interesting. But it's just odd to me why Moraine would say that if there wasn't a history of false dragons wherein which one or two were women. And I could be totally wrong. I hope someone in the comments lets me know here what you guys think, because that seems like a logical thing that they would do, unless I'm wrong. Why would Egwene or any of the girls think, buy into the idea that they could be the Dragon Reborn if it's always been men proclaiming to be the Dragon Reborn? Unless it's something with the White Tower where they're like secret about this, like, we're also looking for a woman who we could, you know, put forward as our own dragon, and we don't talk about it because, yeah,
possibly, right. It's absolutely possible. Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty clear that the show is going to be going in definitely a different direction, at least with the use perhaps of the power, right? And male and female channelers might be something they change a bit, right? Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know that. I feel like if you went down this route where Egwene is the dragon, which again I think is definitely possible. I think maybe it's possible because it looks very much like, you know, one of the biggest changes, it certainly is going to be the Egwene Rand love story, love mm-hmm. connection.
Right.
Just because you can't just have it only be like four episodes and then just move on after that. Right. Right, I mean, no. if you begin to change it in season two, which, you know, they're not even casting. We meet men in season one. We know that. We know we're not meeting Elaine until at least season two. Because she was like just cast, so that seems pretty pretty likely. Even though Elaine is in the Eye of the World, there's definitely no talk of Avienda yet. So if you do push this Rand Egwene love story a little bit further, maybe you go down this path where Rand and Egwene, like, friendship, connection, whatever, is the thing that ultimately, you know, is the end game.
Yeah. Yeah, they could. So I wanted to respond to, yes, some comments here. That would be interesting. We have some. So I mentioned this in a podcast, and I went back to it, Matt, so I could find the podcast where someone said, Ezra, you are wrong, my friend. She is super important, meaning Egwene. But if they go the route you're talking about, I will leave the series and just go back to the books where Rand is the dragon and so on. So I think we've got people kind of saying that. Now, what I think, though, Matt, what's more likely, if you want to push that and do kind of some, and again, we talk spoilers here on the YouTube, so that's known in the title and it's tagged. But if you decided you wanted to push Egwene forward, you could push her all the way to the very, you know, end of this season one. Rand doesn't channel, or we're uncertain whether he can channel, and then it's the big cliffhanger for season one is, holy smoke, maybe it's not her, maybe it's him, and the debate goes on, and people think, okay, what are they gonna do? Like, maybe Moraine sees something that she didn't see before, overlooked something. They've talked about that. They talk about the arrogance of men, and a lot of times there's an Aes Sedai arrogance. You know,
100% there is.
I mean, sorry, but there is a little bit. So it's kind of a, you know, the comical piece to Robert Jordan's writing in the book series is that, you know, who knows best? The women's circle, the village council, just these young lads who are running around, maybe they know best. Is it just the wisdom alone who's also fighting with the women's circle? There's certain men inside the village council that are fighting. You have the Aes Sedai who are trying to control rulers. You've got the wise ones who then are kind of pitted against some of the Aes Sedai. There's so many factions who believe they know what's right, and they are the best individuals to turn to for information or understanding prophecy or what to do next. So that's kind of the comical piece, is there's this never ending, just, we know what's right, you don't know, or you should learn from us, or whatever. There's a lot of give and take too, where there's respect given as well to individuals who are in power, like the Aes Sedai or wise ones or whatever. But it's just kind of funny. And I think it'd be interesting if Moraine, who I think is pretty level headed and is not super arrogant or thinks that she's all knowing, but she at the end says, you know what, I was wrong. It's Rand, or it's someone else, or she sees there's potential for someone else to be important. She does do it in the books at one point when she says that she had focused too much on Rand and she didn't focus enough on Matt and Perrin, the two other Ta'veren. Varen notes that as well, that it's not just Rand. There are two Ta'veren with him as well that are significantly important, and we can't neglect them, and they need our attention and guidance as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're going to be important. I mean, if you look at, well, I mean, obviously in the series they are important, obviously, yeah. but even early on, you know, in the books, man, it feels like it takes forever to get to Perrin's sort of abilities. I mean, we're in book, and the podcast we're in, we just finished book five, and I feel like we there is no Perrin in book five, but I feel like it was like book four when we finally started to get it, and we're in book five, and I feel like we're getting Matt's sort of powers now, because he kind of takes a hiatus a little bit there once, you know,
right,
with the dagger. So I mean, it's, you're like half, you know, a decent way into the series, more than a fourth of the way into the series before we learn their sort of abilities. But I think the show is going to speed that up. I don't think they're going to wait around.
Yeah.
To show the importance of all these people.
I kind of think it'd be cool if they did make it seem. So Rand's just in love with Egwene, but Egwene has this, like, her life is meant to go down this path where she's going to become a great Aes Sedai or the dragon or the Amyrlin seed or whatever it is that she might become. Like, I think he sees her going that route, and he's in love with her, and we're all like, oh man, you know, like, Egwene is just, she's just being built up so much, and there's this poor farm boy who loves her, and then lo and behold, he's actually Lord Rand. Okay, exactly. He's actually the dragon. That would be cool. It'd be a cool twist, I think, for the mainstream audiences out there who don't know what's going on. Like, for example, my girlfriend would be totally like, you know, what's going to happen. She's looked at the characters and kind of said, I think, you know, this is going to happen. And she's seen some of the trailers and stuff and tried to make some guesses based upon what she's, you know, heard me talk about. She's going to be totally surprised. And I can't wait to see that reaction. I think a lot of people are just going to sit down and look at it and say, all right, they've never read the books. They've never seen, you know, our channel with spoilers or anything else. And then they're going to be like, wait, what's going on? You know, I mean, it's that audience that they're trying to bring in here. You can only do so much with the book readers and this right. fandom. You've got to bring that whole other group in.
Which is also where Loghain comes in. And I think the reason they're bringing him forward is it's also going to have this sort of air of mystery over the dragon and who is it and why is it important. And I think that's also maybe why they said it could be a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. You want to kind of leave that allure there that maybe that it could be. Yeah. Why confine it to, I mean, you got to leave the gate wide open here. So everything's on the table, right? Why confine it right away and say, well, it's only going to be these three guys here. Cause I thought also the tokens, remember she gives them like coins, Moraine does in the book and I think she gives one to Egwene. You know, maybe, or something like make it all kind of fit that you're an important person. You're an important person. Do a deed or a chore for me or whatever. And they get their coins and she's tracking them. So,
yeah,
but
it's all possible, my friend.
Yeah. All possible. Anyway, if you guys like any thoughts on that, really the false dragons, I think, do you think it's likely that will change? Because there are real quickly before I let you guys go here, we've got Mazrim Taim, Loghain. You've got Darkspain, you've got Stonebow and so on, a couple others, but they all were male as far as I know. So will they change that history to kind of indicate that a false dragon was a female to fit this history and backstory to set up or prop up Egwene? So again, please like, please subscribe, friends. If you have a chance, please subscribe to the channel. We're trying to get over 1,000 subscribers here, so we would really appreciate it. And leave that comment down below. And as always, remember that the grave is no bar to our call.